Greater day, beautiful people. I hope you guys are having an uber awesome day thus far. Just want to sprinkle extra positivity over your day. So 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14 states that the natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Reality can be viewed as an agreed upon construct, with varying experiences not all deriving from concrete evidence or ways of thinking. We live our lives and implement or reject the ideas that fit what we deem as acceptable, what we deserve, or at times seemingly our only option. We take our experiences and internalize them. We take what is given and create a lifestyle around it. And unfortunately for some of us, we're consumed by it. If growth is an objective for you, it's necessary to create an if-then scenario. If I could do better, then I would or would not. If I was afforded this opportunity, then I would take it or would not. If I had a child or children of my own, then I would raise them differently than I was, or I would not. These are just a few examples of the things we are confronted with on a daily basis. Some of us for sure just choose not to confront them at all and stay in a state of unhappiness or a consuming numbness that has you feeling as though you're in a fixed position while the world is still moving around you. And it's moving fast. Some of us have been brought up in environments that others would perceive as being abusive. Maybe your mother and or father wasn't in your life. You and your family had to struggle or currently are. Maybe no one has ever told you that they love you, or you simply haven't had someone consistent enough in your life to actually believe them. To that individual, though, it's simply a way of life. If this applies to you, hear me when I say it's not your fault and you deserve better. The present state of your situation may cause you to feel as though you are defeated and nothing good will come from it, but don't give up. It just means you're going to have to fight a little harder and a little bit longer. But your testimony will step on the necks of your misfortunes. You are a conqueror and you will overcome. I believe in you. If those things don't apply to you though, great. You may be like me though, blessed to not have to want for anything and being given opportunities that most can only wish for. There was a time I thought I wasn't connected to God because I didn't have anything going wrong in my life and wasn't struggling. But eventually, with all the privileges of my world, I suffered from many things you couldn't see and can't touch. I'm still working on my issues today, though. If this applies to you, know that dark times may come, but you don't have to be too proud to not face them alone. There's nothing wrong with being privileged, and there's nothing wrong with being loved. There's a way in which you should conduct yourself, though, and always ensure to pour into others and not just into yourself. Don't let the material things become the beacon of your existence. And most importantly, don't allow anyone else to define who you are. Only you can do that. More than the sum of our intentions, what you choose to build your lives off of and use as motivation to keep persevering becomes not only who you are as a person, but what you believe to be true for others. And you may attempt to inflict this way of thinking onto those you want a relationship with or are connected to. Think of this established construct as being your life on replay. There are times in which you have the power to pause or stop life's experiences. Seize the moment and always press forward. Don't be a victim of your environment. Don't be a prisoner of your mind. Establish the construct for yourself that you know God would approve of and will ultimately make you happy. Keep elevating, beautiful people.